"What have you done?" asked Holmes.
"Nothing. Nothing."
"To tell the truth,"
he sank his face into his thin, white hands,
"I have felt helpless. I have felt like one of those poor rabbits when the snake is writhing towards it. I seem to be in the grasp of some resistless, inexorable evil which no foresight and no precautions can guard against."
"Tut, tut!" cried Sherlock Holmes. "You must act, man, or you are lost. Nothing but energy can save you. This is no time for despair."
"I have seen the police."
"Ah!
But they listened to my story with a smile. I am convinced that the inspector has formed the opinion that the letters are all practical jokes, and that the deaths of my relations were really accidents, as the jury stated, and were not to be connected with the warnings."
Holmes shook his clenched hands in the air.
"Incredible imbecility!" he cried. "They have, however, allowed me a policeman who may remain in the house with me."
"Has he come with you tonight?"
"No, his orders were to stay in the house."
Again Holmes raved in the air.